Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I remember Cindy Jacobs giving the prophetic word sometime back about, as of a certain particular date, you know, within 10 months, I believe it was, of President Trump being put into office, I believe that's where it was, that the swamp that nobody even acknowledged at the time, the political swamp, the swamp creatures, she called it, you know, we're going to be dealt with and revealed. Well, a lot of people just didn't even believe that. Well, we're hearing Lance Wallnose talking about, that's actually what happened. He's talking very specifically about how, you know, we're being divided up. People are creating new ideas and new concepts to divide us. The reason why they're creating so many different categories for what was simply just two categories, for example, because that means you can be divided that much more. The more categories they give us, the more tags and names they give us, then they could divide us up. But the truth is, we never were divided. You know, America,
divide and conquer us.
Correct. You know, this is what God, the creator of the God of the universe, said to his son, because Jesus said nothing unless he heard the Father say it or do it. He said, anything, a nation, a family, anything divided against itself will fall. So when you see people trying to divide us like that, their hope is not that we survive. Their hope is that we fall.
And united that's we goal. Stand, divided we fall. It's divided the United States of America, right?
Think about it. You know, we say it so quickly, but the first word of who we are is united. I mean, get rid of the word state in America, right? And the first part of our name is united. But why, if somebody's coming against the very first part of our very title, united, you think about that. They're trying to destroy our country. This is what Abraham Lincoln said, President Lincoln said. We're such a strong country, such a large country. Really, we're a blessed country. He said the only way, it can't be destroyed from without, but it can be destroyed from within.
I believe it.
And that's what's happening right now. People are trying to do that. So they don't care about you if they're trying to divide you. They don't care about your schools if they're trying to divide your schools. They don't care about your marriage, if they're trying to divide your marriage. They don't care about your family if they're trying to divide your family. They don't care about your education. They're trying to divide you from your education and your knowledge. They don't care about your rights if they're trying to divide you from your rights. If they care about you, they're actually trying to unite you to those things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want us to hear from Lance Wallnose. He's talking here on the Jim Baker Show, talking specifically about this very thing. Check it out.
Did you think the swamp was going to be this deep and this full of creatures?
Hey, listen, man. The names we know now, Brenner, Clapper, Comey, Stork. Just think about this. These were the people that were in charge of our intelligence and protection services. They weren't neutral parties. They were weaponized intelligence services with a political agenda. And it's all the stuff that we have to always guard ourselves from, extremists, anxieties, and prophetic worries and stuff. But there's a reason to be concerned. But what God has done is, through Donald Trump, he's surfaced in crystal clarity the nature of the sickness in America, so that you and I don't sound like we're crazy anymore. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this for years, but people didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
When I first started talking about seven mountains of culture, and I said, media has to be taken. Hollywood has to be taken. Christian influence has got to show up on academia. Look at what's happened now. Academia is completely taken over by socialist Marxism, educating the next generation with your tax money to vote against basically capitalist, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian values, and become socialist. And there's never been a socialist state in the history of the earth that ever succeeded. Look at Venezuela if you want to see the future of the United States.
That's right.
The left is so overwhelmed by socialism. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. The Democratic Party has become the socialistic party.
It's in fact because of this. Because
why?
Because power. Understand, there's always elites that benefit from a structure. And the way that America's tilted, the Democratic Party and the elites are able to have power if they can capitalize on the discontent of the masses. So they now are weaponizing division between races, between genders, between sexes.
Yes.
And imagine if you have a devil loose in your ministry or your business or in your family whose goal is to create power by dividing the house around issues of strife that cause hatred and violence.
Right.
That's how wicked that spirit has become. And now when you've got like look at this, and you don't know the extent to which media is being manipulated until you realize that 100 leading newspapers last week, all in public, agreed that we're all going to do hit pieces on Trump at the same time.
Right.
This is the major newspaper medias are all organizing in public. What do you think happened this weekend in Washington? That was sheer manipulated news cycles. We had this white supremacist thing, white supremacy, white. There is no white supremacist movement in the United States, and the proof of it is only 24 people show up.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, there never was. Yeah. By the way, there never was a white supremacist movement in the United States. And if you want to really drive Democrats crazy, the KKK and Jim Crow laws did have a history in the United States, but they were all in Democratic states. Not a single Republican state. So what does that tell you? That tells you that a makeover has been done politically so that the Republicans and the Christians are being smeared by a spirit of Leviathan to look as though they're the right-wing extremists. So Unite the Right, I believe, was organized by the left. I believe Unite the Right was organized by the left in order to get all of the left-wing activists funded. Because if you go to Washington, it's a weird thing. If you ever go to a hotel in Washington, you'll be at the Hilton, and there'll be a poster out in the lobby of 20 left-wing organizations all meeting in different rooms. And they're all related to the protests going on because the protest is theater. You go to Washington to stage a protest for the media, not for the politicians. The politicians don't even look at it. They go home and look at it on the news. Right. And so what you had was a massive surge of fundraising to the left off of an artificial, fictional white supremacist movement, which, of course, is right wing. It's Unite the Right. Mm-hmm. But in fact, no one on the right is into that. It's the left that is into racial politics. It's the left that is into tearing apart America based upon socioeconomic philosophy and telling you something, socialism.
Socialism. And you're looking at what it's really a brilliant political strategy. You create the bad things on the other side to make people think like it's them doing it when it's you doing it.
Yeah.
It sounds like deception.
Yeah.
But you know, this is the thing I don't understand. I do understand. But you would say I don't understand. Is the fact is, if you're argument, if your ideas were that good, why did you need to block the road?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just share your idea? Everybody just eats it. I mean, if your cookies are good, you got to tell people to quit. You got to quit taking these cookies. And you'll find out people that don't have good ideas, they just think their idea is good and you're going to do it and that's just how it is. They're the ones that create all this division and strife, and it's just demonic because all authority is established by God. We have all these things being organized to come against in a presumptuous and a rebellious way. That's not God's way, and it's not an American way for that to happen. I mean, you can present your petitions to the government, but you don't rebel against the government. You don't do these different things that are going on. Listen, we were talking about in the beginning of our conversation about what Lance Wallen is talking about and the division and all the things taking place. Well, you know, it may look bad today, but what's happened is what's been bad undercover and down underwater,
that's right,
underground, it's all surfacing.
Coming to surface.
It's not like something appeared, you know, that wasn't. It's just something that was under, I guess, the swampy, marshy political sphere. People that actually thought that they didn't need to hear your vote and that your vote didn't count and they were going to determine what you're going to do. They just...
Sad, isn't it?
It was like, you know, coming from somebody in former law enforcement and then watching, you know, what's happening with our law enforcement in regards to holding back justice. And you think, don't we need to now begin to let people out of jail? If you, this is what happened. I know we got to go, but this one particular Florida Department of Law Enforcement officer was over evidence. I don't know if he's an officer or not, but he's over evidence. And he would take the evidence in from different crimes. What he began to do is take the drugs that was being used, a certain drug, and he replaced the drug with a sugar pill type thing. Mm. Well, and that was discovered after a couple of years down the road. They went back to every single case, and they retried them, and everybody was let out. Because that's justice. It's a fair justice. And to me, it's beginning to look like we've got to start letting some people out of jail.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's unfair for the one that's actually putting you, you know, in jail is actually doing ten times the crime.
And not being held
against our very own constitution and our very own, you know, allegedly our own executive office. And it's just, It's just amazing days. But this is what was prophesied about. It was prophesied from Cindy Jacobs early on that this is exactly what would happen. Let's go back and look at what was said before this started happening so you can know that God had this in mind. As a matter of fact, this is God's doing. Check it out.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. But actually, it was before. Well, I think it was right after the inauguration sometime. And the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were up in Washington, D.C. For a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and I, and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing, Mike?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit just comes.
Something
sometimes
happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, more. The Comey firing and all this happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that.
Yeah.
And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that.
Yeah.
And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars.
Mm.
It's swamp wars.
Mm.
And it's going to continue till next February.
Yeah.
But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So
you're looking at 10 months, and it looks like we didn't pray fully enough because it's still going on today. But it was a big, deep-rooted system. But it's interesting when she says moles, because a particular FBI agent, which I think was the second one in the greatest one in authority.
I don't know if he had that much authority, but he definitely had influence.
Yeah, well, he was up there. That this week he's going to speak to Congress, but they defined him on the news just last night. One of the journalists that were there described him as a mole.
Mm.
They believed he was a mole because he was like working with his wife. She had another, I don't know, all these different
she
things
going
on. She
worked with Fusion GPS, and she was passing on allegedly information to him, and he was still bringing that up to Mueller. And all.
And even after the guy who put this particular papers together was fired, the Steele dossier, then Bruce Orr still continued. To work with him. Well, the whole big thing is they used the word mole.
Mm.
And you're hearing Cindy Jacobs saying God told her that there's moles in all these different departments. And a mole, of course, would be somebody who's trying to do that department in, the vision of that department, the goal of that department.
The beautiful thing about all this is that God is aware of everything.
Yes.
And Amos 3 tells us that God shares his secrets. He shares what he's doing with people that want to hear from him, right? His prophets. And so God's letting us know so that we can do something. And our call to action here was to pray. And it still is.
It still is. As a matter of fact, you heard us on our earlier program. If you missed it, you got to catch it. you know, where Pastor John Kilpatrick was sharing, where God spoke with him, that we're going to have to pray, because what's coming, what never comes out normally is this Jezebel spirit. And normally what you always see is the Ahab. That's why you never can get rid of something, you know. And it's Ahab is somebody who was in authority, but they surrendered it to somebody else.
Front man.
Yeah, the front man or front woman. And so, but now it's getting so desperate that the swamp creature, this Jezebelic swamp creature, you know, that as we described in earlier programs, coming out, and it's going to be fierce and that type of thing. But understand, if we pray, and of course God's stronger than that, but it was there all along. It's just coming out. And so we have to be willing to say, you know what? The people that founded our country, that laid their life down, their liberty, their resources, and stood up for it, it may be our generation that has to just pray and believe God. And even if it's our children, to get the benefit from that, because we had to pay the price of standing up for what was right and what was truth during our generation, it's really worth it. But you're seeing things that they never would have come out of. We just saw recently where one of the, one particular, I believe a CIA agent was talking about another CIA agent, and they were always on the same side, but all of a sudden they turned on each other when they thought he's gone too far. They called a president a certain name, and so now they started, this is what they said, swamp creatures begin to turn on each other. You're starting to see people, you know, do this thing. And the thing is this, you know, every man's fallen short. The truth is this, were we operating in the principles that was expected from us in the organization, the department that we are in? And if we weren't, we would go to our boss and say, listen, I was wrong, whatever has happened through discipline, and then you change. And it could mean you need to find another job. Listen to this. People find jobs all the time. All the time. It's not, so many federal workers think, like, I'll have to find another job. That happens to us all
the time.
Catch
a clue.
It's not the end of the world. But listen, you could be right at that point and go, I got it right. It's done. It's over with. And now I sell paint, you know, or something. Right. I'm no longer this. And it's better that than to stay in a place where you realize, you know, God is bringing judgment. He's like shaking things right now. And he's shaking all of us. All of us are being shaken. And it's going to get worse, like she said, before it gets better. To me, it extended beyond the 10 months because we're seeing this deep ingrained a system that people have their own individual authorities. That they choose whether to give it up or not. And they're holding on probably longer than... People didn't realize they were willing to be this foolish. I mean, they're doing some crazy things because we had such respect for these folks, and we always would hear them talk, and we would have had such respect for them. And now you're thinking, like, oh my goodness, what's happening? It's like everything that they once held, they don't have that anymore. And it's like, we don't want to lose respect for our government.
It seems these are top tier people. There's a lot of wonderful
Very important to say
men
that.
And women serving every day,
thousands,
FBI, and all these other organizations, you know, and so those people are commendable and honorable, but it seems to be this top leadership that's been corrupted.
I'm glad you said that, because we're just talking about the handful that's at the top.
That's
we're not
right.
The political appointee type people. Listen, I want to pray for you right now. Listen, I want to hear your comments below. Comment, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. Dear God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, drain this swamp.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, purge it, Lord. Give us another chance at government, Lord, in our country, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.